Ever notice how your friend never misses a morning workout, yet you can't seem to stick to the same routine despite wanting it just as badly? Or why your colleague questions every single meeting agenda while you simply show up on time? These aren't character flaws or motivation problems. They're hardwired patterns in how we respond to expectations. Through a single casual conversation about running habits, a profound truth emerged. We don't all relate to expectations the same way. Some people treat commitments like sacred vows. Others need ironclad reasoning before they'll comply. Many require external pressure to follow through, and a few resist being told what to do under any circumstances. This insight reveals why the same advice works brilliantly for one person but fails spectacularly for another. The framework divides humanity into four distinct types based on a deceptively simple question. How do you respond to outer expectations from others and inner expectations from yourself? Upholders meet both readily. They're the people who wake up thinking about their schedule and actually follow it. Questioners only meet expectations they find justified, essentially converting every external demand into an internal decision. Obligers easily meet outer expectations but struggle with inner ones, needing accountability partners to achieve personal goals. Rebels resist all expectations, valuing freedom and authenticity above everything else. Research involving nationally representative samples revealed that obligers form the largest group at 41%, followed by questioners at 24%, upholders at 19%, and rebels at 17%. What makes this system powerful isn't complexity, but clarity. Unlike personality tests with dozens of dimensions, this focuses on one fundamental pattern that explains countless behaviors. Upholders embody "discipline is my freedom," meeting both outer and inner expectations effortlessly. Like Hermione Granger, they follow rules but also seek the rules beyond the rules, fighting for justice when conventional expectations conflict with their moral code. Their strengths become weaknesses when taken too far, refusing to use a single occupancy men's restroom or insisting on proper parking despite being in labor. Unlike other tendencies, upholders experience tightening, making exceptions increasingly difficult. One couldn't stop going to an inconveniently located gym even after it had served its purpose. Another jogged beside her bed before getting in just to reach her daily Fitbit goal. Questioners require sound justification before meeting any expectation. Once convinced something makes sense, they follow through reliably. Their strengths include thorough research, process improvement, and challenging conventional wisdom. When asked to create mottos, they responded, "Why do we need a motto?" These strengths become weaknesses when their questioning exhausts others or leads to analysis paralysis. They're skilled at finding loopholes to rationalize avoiding commitments, like Steve Jobs initially rejecting conventional cancer treatments. Ironically, while questioners constantly question others, many strongly dislike being questioned themselves. Obligers readily meet outer expectations, but struggle with inner ones. They respond to external accountability, thinking, "What must I do today? For whom?" While reliably meeting deadlines and keeping promises to others, they almost inevitably fail at purely self-motivated goals. As the largest group at 41%, they're the rocks everyone counts on, showing up, meeting deadlines, fulfilling responsibilities consistently. Despite their desires, obligers cannot meet inner expectations without external accountability. Over two-thirds report frustration. "I can take time for other people, but I can't take time for myself." The solution is straightforward. Create outer accountability through partners, groups, or creative systems. One man exchanges sneakers with his workout buddy after each session, so neither can exercise alone. When external expectations become too burdensome, obligers may experience obliger rebellion, suddenly snapping and refusing expectations they've long fulfilled. To prevent this, they must recognize building resentment and speak up before breaking point. Many obligers view spouses or family as extensions of themselves, making their expectations inner and therefore easier to ignore. The key is acknowledging that needing external accountability isn't a weakness, but simply how their tendency operates. Rebels resist all expectations, outer and inner. They act from choice and self-expression, unmoved by obligation, but responsive to fun, desire, or emotional connection. They thrive on challenges. They tackle their own way, energized by defying expectations. However, their resistance extends to self-imposed limitations. They resist schedules, cancel plans, and avoid repetitive tasks unless consequences become serious. Even when complying, rebels assert independence, paying bills during work hours, or doing crossword puzzles during mandatory meetings. The key to working with rebels: information, consequences, and choice. Demands, rewards, praise, or encouragement trigger resistance. The most effective strategy connects activities to their identity. One rebel writer explained, "I tell myself I want to be the kind of person who writes every day." Paradoxically, some rebels gravitate toward highly regulated environments, like the military or monasteries, seeking meaningful purpose, opportunities to push back, and structure that prevents them from foundering with too much freedom. Thomas Merton exemplifies this, a Trappist monk whose writings express rebel perspectives about freedom while creating exceptions for himself within the monastery. We instinctively persuade using what works on ourselves, but effective communication requires tailoring to each tendency. In emergencies like evacuations, upholders need clear expectations. Authorities ordered evacuation by 5 p.m. Questioners need justification. Three independent assessments predict dam failure. Obligators need accountability. Your family depends on you. And rebels need autonomy. Staying tracks you without power. This applies everywhere. Requesting deadline extensions? Tell upholders it maintains standards. Show questioners it improves accuracy. Remind obligators it helps the team. Suggest to rebels it enables innovation. What persuades you won't persuade others. This isn't manipulation. It's respecting how different minds process information and make decisions. These tendencies are hardwired, remaining constant throughout life, regardless of birth order, parenting, or environment. Understanding your tendency isn't about finding the best category, but leveraging strengths while counteracting weaknesses. One upholder finally understood why she couldn't loosen up despite decades of pressure. She was simply happier following her own rules. Upholders don't feel most burdened by expectations. They excel at self-care, scheduling leisure as to-do items. Their real challenge isn't follow-through, but hearing their inner voice clearly enough to know what they truly want. To work with questioners, acknowledge their expertise and ask them to explain their reasoning. "I'd love to know your thought process" works better than "Are you sure that's right?" Some questioners become paralyzed by their need for perfect information. One admitted, "I'm obsessed with finding the most efficient way, which is entirely inefficient." To overcome this, they can question their own questioning. Is this information actually relevant to what I'm trying to decide? The happiest people exploit their tendency's benefits while counterbalancing its limitations. As novelist John Gardner observed, "Every time you break the law, you pay, and every time you obey the law, you pay." Understanding your tendency helps you grasp when to pay these costs and build the life you want. There's no best tendency. It depends on how well you work with your natural patterns. This framework transforms interactions. Instead of frustration when someone doesn't respond as expected, recognize their pattern and adapt. This leads to more effective communication, stronger relationships, and greater success. Stop fighting your nature or expecting others to change theirs. Leverage what makes you unique, whether discipline, curiosity, reliability, or independence. The world needs all four tendencies working at their best. Your job isn't to become someone else, but to become the fullest expression of who you already are. When you understand your tendency and respect others, you create environments where everyone thrives. That's not just self-knowledge, that's freedom.